Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, do you know someone who loves to geek out on superheroes, video games, and sci-fi, but you have no idea what to get them for the holidays? Let me tell you about Loot Crate. Every month, they send a box of cool loot that any geek would love, stuff like t-shirts, gear, collectibles, based on themes they love, like anime, gaming, and many more. Stuff from top franchises like Marvel, Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout, and more. It's like a new present every month. I loved my Loot Crate. Plus, Loot Crate is offering our listeners special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. Just choose the theme, the subscription length, and the recipient, and you're done. Each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture stuff, valued at twice what it costs in every single crate. There is nothing like getting that Loot Crate delivered to your home every month, ready to make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers. Just go to lootcrate.com/TMOS, and all you have to do is take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's lootcrate.com/TMOS for this special offer, lootcrate.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So you can't see it, huh? You can't see the beard? It's invisible
there.
To you?
It looks like if it's not a snowfall, but a dusting.
Yeah, no, it isn't dusting.
Look, I have yet to get the lighting right in this room. I know that. I'm aware of that. I see my own monitor. I know how that works. And, you know, I tried to give you a close-up look to see.
Well, yeah, we can see the depth of it. You've trimmed it a little short.
Yeah, no, I mean, I haven't trimmed it real little short, Rob. I just started growing it Saturday. And for me, it's not like you two, you know, Sasquatches that grow a beard in 3 hours. It takes me a long time to grow my beard.
Yeah,
really,
and I've had the gray. There's a dusting in my beard as well now. I've got the gray in my beard.
The thing is, though, being an elder statesman on this show right now.
Yes.
In order for me to get to the point where it would look like I'm growing a beard, I'm going to go through. What's he writing now?
You don't need to know, Mike. Trust me.
Is it bad? What's
going
on?
No, it's great. It's absolutely great.
Really?
It's absolutely great.
You got to tell me now.
No, it's just production.
I can't continue the show.
What do you want me to do? Not tell him to fix a volume level for me? That's all I wanted. That's all I was asking.
All right. I just wanted to know. I just, you know.
All
is
well.
It's Monday, and I'm under the weather, and I'm on medication, so I get paranoid.
What meds are you on?
Just DayQuil. I just took a DayQuil.
5 milligrams of Just
show.
For Men.
DayQuil and my other meds. My other meds that I'm on right now, which is one pill that I take for blood thinning. Which is called Xarelto. I take the Arnold Palmer medication.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks, Rob.
It's a great pill. That.
Thanks for the endorsement.
Xarelto.
Yeah, Coumadin is also good.
You
it's
may
great pill. That's
or
why
may
you
not
see,
die.
That's why you see lawyers on TV about it all day long, you know?
Yeah, but they're alive because their blood is perfect.
Well, the lawyers that take it, I can't keep up. I won't be able to keep up with that. I won't.
Yeah, you
won't
be don't able to be. Don't be snappy on Monday.
All right, he can't be shticky on Monday. It'll kill me. You'll run me into the ground. I was talking about the beard. If I'm gonna commit to this, and I won't know until a week from now whether I'm gonna do it. If I commit to this, I will have to go through 4 weeks of the homeless look in order to grow this beard.
Well, see,
and I'm not sure I want to commit to that.
I'll give you a little context. For us, we don't notice the homeless look at all, but you get to notice because you have a different perspective. And with the lighting in the studio, it just looks like it's barely growing in, barely.
Yeah, so I'll have to let you know. And I don't know whether I'm going to do it or not, but you know, it's...
Are you going for the Papa Noel look?
I'm going for the moving up to the Great White North. I'm going for the, you know, Christmas in New England.
Oh, I'm from Maine.
I'm from Maine.
How far down are you going to grow? Are you going to grow it to your chin line? Are you going to go lower?
I haven't shaved any of my face.
Wow.
I've let it go, and including the...
Gobble. Does Carla like it?
Haven't really had any conversations with her in the last 4 days, so I'm not sure. You know, Carly, you know, she's been taking care of me, and, you know, she's walking out the door with the little guy today, and I said, what do you got planned today? She said, got a massage. I said, live the dream. So long. Have a great day. Have a fantastic day. But she deserved it. She put up with me all weekend, so she can go out and get to
you know what,
living the dream.
Robert actually brought up my beard this weekend.
Enjoy that massage till it's time to go to work at Publix.
What?
To get me health care.
Yeah, groceries, great health care.
Our game plan kind of accelerated now. You know, planning for the planning for the worst. Planning for the worst.
Accelerator down for 2017.
Yeah, well, do you get discounts on groceries?
You know, I just I figure Boo. Like on a certain day the phone's gonna ring. Hello, hi, this is the government. You don't have health care anymore. That's what I you know. A lot of people
feel
that way.
How they're
right
gonna
now.
Identify themselves?
Hello, this is the government.
Hi,
how
this
are
is
you?
The government.
That's what I'm counting.
My son said, "Dad, you haven't trimmed your beard in a while." I said, "That's true. It's a little longer than it normally is.
You got like the walrus look going on."
And he said, "It looks good. You should grow it long." I said, "Like a real beard?" He said, "No, keep the goatee, but grow it long." He said, "That would look cool."
Like, do the Fu Manchu look?
Yeah. And then people
Stringy. The that's a real Fu Manchu when you grow it super long and it kind of hangs down.
I would have to trim the mustache because I hate when it like curls under into my lip. I hate that. But I could go long on the length of the beard.
Yeah. Well, here's the way I'm looking at it. We have a live show in our rearview mirror.
Yes.
I am doing the show. I'm on camera every day, but it's going to be kind of fun to track the progress. I'm seeing all these different benefits where people are growing their beard out. I'm not doing this for any kind of charity, but I just figured, what the hell? I might give it a shot.
What would be good is, you know, we're taking a few days around the holidays, as everyone does.
Yes.
Letterman always used, and Johnny would do this too. Come back after a vacation with a beard. You can really wow people, Mike. You go.
How many
to
days
Maine,
are we taking during the holidays? What, two?
We're taking a couple of days.
Well, for our listeners, I think they're only going to
remember
miss.
When I worked. I worked for four major broadcast corporations, and I've never had a taskmaster like the man with the last name of Santana.
Well, Mike, we're a small business.
I know we are.
We're a small business.
We've
got to work hard.
Well, you
we
know
have
what,
five days off for the listeners.
Exactly. Five best
you know,
shows.
You know what made me think about
but
this?
But two extra shows that they're not expecting.
Don't get too into the weeds.
Well,
just 5 days off.
Right.
5 days
That's
off.
That's right.
That's all you have to say. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's happier about that than me. I like giving product to the listeners during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you what got me thinking about it, though. My daughters now are going to be joining me. In Maine. They're going to be joining me in Maine.
Oh, for the actual Christmas Day?
No, haven't gotten that one. Haven't gotten that one in my life. Don't think I'll ever get that one in my lifetime, to be perfectly honest with you. Don't think that will ever happen. They're coming up the 19th through the 23rd.
Okay.
That's still
coming
nice.
Up the That's still nice. I
take that all. And they could have said, oh, you're going to be in Maine? We'll come next year.
But the cheap flight that I got them on, because I'm paying, shocker, the cheap flight that I got them on is leaves D.C. at 10 o'clock at night and gets in at like 11:50.
Bangor?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Then no problem. You'll be just fine.
Yeah.
You got nonstops up to Bangor now from D.C. Do you know that? You got the nonstops? Fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I went through a Portland jetport last
year. Yeah,
through
the Portland International jetport.
So flying them in, and then I said, okay, so that's going to be them coming in on the night of the 19th, and then I believe, are we doing a show the 20th?
Oh,
or will
holy
we have already
night,
recorded it?
Holy night.
We're doing a show.
Yes, we're doing a show up to the 21st, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Hey, you know what
you
can do when you're in Bangor when you're waiting on their plane to arrive? Buy your New Year's Eve fireworks. Because they have a big fireworks store in Bangor.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be shooting off fireworks because there are not going to be people up there at New Year's Eve.
Well,
I believe my cousin Teddy might be up there. I'm not sure. Shoot them at Teddy. And Teddy and I, because we both can't move well, we'll both run and try to avoid them.
Mike, you might need him to melt the snow.
Exactly.
Who knows? I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But that's when I started to think about schedules and the holidays.
The holiday break is going to be a phenomenal break for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as far as shows are concerned, we're going to be working a little harder to give more content to our listeners over the holidays.
As we should.
Yes.
As we should. God knows I've had a free ride for long enough in my career. I remember Rob
had a month and a half off.
Rob remembers the old Don and Mike schedule where we holiday time for the Don and Mike show was a time
festive time.
We recognized the opportunity to steal days from our employer. That's
oh yes.
How we did it. Yes.
There was things added, things were subtracted, things were multiplied.
What was the longest you can I remember like an 11th or 12th departure.
11th.
I remember that.
I think
of,
the 11th.
Of November.
No, of December. I think the 11th just about worked because what happened is there was two actual days off built in. Then there was usually a half day, and then we would round. There was very creative mathematics at work. Technically, you got 8 weeks a year. I believe, when the contract was at its best.
Eight weeks and company holidays. Peak.
And company holidays. Mm-hmm. And so then it was able to turn it into very...
Christmas Day was a company holiday. New Year's Day was a company holiday. Christmas Eve may have been a company holiday.
Sometimes it was built in, and then there was the magical Alan Line one, take a half day day. And that was usually built in.
That's great.
Yeah, so it usually turned out to be about 3 weeks.
So if you're just keeping track, back in the old days, you should be aware of the fact that the Don and Mike show would go on hiatus on December 11th, and we would come back in mid-June.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
And in the meantime,
doing a little stink, that's all.
Lots of great best of.
I remember Rob would say, how many best ofs do I have to calculate here?
Oh, right. I used to do so. I could do best of standing on my head down to the second.
Right?
Yeah, I got really good at it.
Well, how many? Well, so then 8 weeks. 8 weeks overall, if you really think about the math.
40 shows.
Full 5 days added to that of company holidays.
Yeah, I think, but it would, though, if we ran the numbers, and this would be interesting to do, since we're not doing a full 4 hours.
Right.
We could probably tear down what we get off here, and it would equate to 8 weeks. It just doesn't feel that way.
Oh, shut up. I don't want to hear that. That doesn't.
He's going to draw you a full color chart.
That's getting up in the morning and coming in and looking at your sorry ass, for God's sake. That does not count. This discussion is over.
I'm
going to shave the goddamn beard, too.
It's our new Christmas special. Oscar Santana's sorry ass.
Hey, Mac, are you drinking the sugary Gatorade this morning, the non-low-calorie Gatorade? It has that bright color to it.
Yes, I am.
It looked like he was giving that bottle a special favor for about 10 minutes. I don't know what was going over there.
I need those electrolytes.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need.
Yes, you do.
It's for
all that
singing.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Singing.
Oh, by the way, let me just say this. The Christmas album coming together beautifully. If you love it half as much as I love it, you're going to love it. And it's fantastic.
I will tell you, really. It's exciting to watch it come together. We've got some singers.
Yeah, we do.
We really do.
I was shocked.
When you consider Pony, Rofo, Adrian, all members of our crew that can actually sing, I think that's truly spectacular.
Adrian, when he comes in next and I remind him that he actually did his session, and I said, do you remember when you sang? He said, did I sing? I'll say, you did a really good job. No one was more surprised than I.
That's wonderful. I'm very excited, and it's going to be an exciting ramp up to the holidays and fruitcakes and giveaways and
so
Amazon
much
gift
to
cards.
Do. So much.
Well, you know why there's so much to do, Mike, is that we are really getting very close to the holiday itself. I don't know how many days there are. Might be 20?
20 days left for Christmas shopping. 20 days 20. Left.
20. Only 20.
We were just at 24.
Only got 20 days more.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Man.
Hi there. Times are fleeting. You better get busy.
Right.
Thanks, ass.
This is when he starts drinking, right?
Here's
what
it is.
He starts drinking.
I'm going through what everybody else goes through.
Times are fleeting.
This is exactly what it is.
We missed Friday. I got so many emails that we missed Friday.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm glad you did. Glad. Just hundreds of thousands.
Times are fleeting.
Here's the thing, okay? I'm going through what everybody else goes through. You have Thanksgiving. Everybody gets all ramped up. Christmas, holiday.
Yeah.
Then it arrives that, you've just got basically the entire month of December.
Yeah.
And it's just another stinking cold, damp work week.
But there's only 20 days left.
Not down here. Down here is warm, but I never get out of the house, so it doesn't matter. So really, I'm sorry. I know I sound like this right now, but what? FML. That's what I'm saying. FML.
I got a cold.
I don't feel well. My right hip hurts. Life sucks. And it's the beginning of December, and we're working 150 days in the month of December.
This is full bipolar, Mike.
Yeah, it is.
You just went.
I'm not happy.
Let me tell you. It's so dark out there, but it's not here because I'm in Florida, but I'm inside, and I'm in the AC, and I'm sick.
I can't go outside. Only the old people can go outside.
It's like you're your own worst prisoner.
I am.
You know what, though, Mike?
Carla's going to get a massage. What am I doing? Talking to you mooks.
Allow me.
What?
To be the first today to tell you this.
What?
Merry Christmas.
FML.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, now, what seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have ailurophasia.
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is fear of the ocean. Or gerophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything. That's it!
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. Getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Meara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Meara Show with Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Meara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. The Mike O'Meara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you are here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MearaShow.com online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm going to write that differently. I screw it up every day, and I wrote it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks, everybody. The holidays are fast approaching. God, I have to remind myself to do this for
Let's
my sister.
Let's do it today after the show, Mike.
We'll watch
I
you do
it.
Remind
for my you. Sister, I've got yes. to get this done. If you are looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get a family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You get 77% off. This is why I want to give this to my sister this year, because I got it myself, and I know how phenomenal it is. It has delicious steaks, top sirloins, filet mignons, boneless pork chops, boneless chicken breast, kielbasa sausages. It's a perfect gift for gourmet food lovers. All the best stuff. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what you can get for under $50. You get the two fillets, the two top sirloins, the two pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, plus four burgers, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs. The meatballs are the bomb. Four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasas free. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks.
Woo!
Yes, sir. What it is also, I have to mention it, and Oscar's going to be mad at me for mentioning it, but so we do this promotion for our 300th bonus show.
Bonus right? show 300.
Somebody comes up with, I don't know who, whether it was our team.
A listener.
A listener.
From
did.
A listener to go hashtag TMOS 300.
That's good video.
Which is a Twitter handle.
No, it's actually for everything.
It's for everything. Yeah, for everything. But apparently on Twitter, I visited the Twitter site, and the Twitter site was hijacked okay. by this douche who just wrote poison all week Mike. About it. And then I go back and I see this same hump has been writing poison from Mike. Like August. Mike. Yes, 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 yes.
Just as we move forward, if you don't want to sound like Father Time, and I'm trying to help you here,
I don't give a rat's ass if I say, because you play into that when you say that.
No,
that's
no,
what
no.
F- you
no.
And f- them. Nobody. I don't care if I sound like an old man who doesn't tweet. I don't tweet.
Nobody.
I use Facebook.
Calls
I use
it the Twitter Facebook. Site.
My Facebook.
Just say Twitter.
I don't care.
Twitter.
I don't care. I'm 57. I'm not Opie and Anthony pretending I'm 12. I'm not going to fake who I am. I am who I am. I don't use Twitter. I don't tweet. So I know that we link our accounts to Twitter, but that's it. I don't. Look, I made the conscious decision not to use Twitter. I use Facebook because I'm not going to write the limited characters.
Twitter's
and
dying,
tweet about
Mike.
Everything.
So you actually made the right decision.
Yes, good call.
But I don't do it. So if I don't know anything about it, it's because I don't pay attention to it unless we get linked to it. And then, you know, and the whole thing, Oscar, and the reason I reacted that way is because the old thing That's used. The lazy thing is used. The fat thing is used. And this guy
I don't
has
call
been
you
tweeting
lazy or
about
fat
me.
Anytime.
The guy has been tweeting about me and multiple people. I have a question. I don't delve into it unless I stumble upon it.
Right.
Yes.
And so with the TMOS 300 thing, I said, okay, I'll check it out because the listeners were talking about the trolls mm-hmm. that were on this.
You can just mute them.
I don't care about muting them either.
Okay.
I look and but I still go back and I say there are two schools of thought here. One school of thought is that it's still arousing from the days of the morning show with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara to today. We still have that group of haters that's out there, and it stuns me that. I guess that means that we're doing something right because it's
you're
still
inciting
going
a reaction,
on.
Mike.
Yeah,
but it amazes me that it's still going on after all these years, and it still is. It gets this visceral reaction from me because I look at it. I go, yeah, I know that means we're arousing that kind of sentiment in a certain portion of the audience, but it still doesn't feel good when you read that. It really makes you feel like crap when you look at that because it's like. I can't, after I get done looking at all of it, mm-hmm. and I've gotten more of it than you and any of you guys you've worked with combined.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've gotten it for so long because if you added it all up, it really has been going on
but,
a long time.
But,
and I, hold on, please let me finish.
Okay.
Because I know you got a lot of thoughts on this.
I do.
Please. Yeah. But let me just finish this. The fact is, I always wonder whether it comes from someone close to the source. When you talk about somebody that's out there doing it for decades and they are and you have somebody that's trolling and spewing the hatred and doing it for decades, you wonder, was that person someone that got close to the sun?
Personally wrong?
Somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know a lot of it ramped up during the bar days.
Sure.
You know, and I know that might be the time. I have a disc jockey that worked for me that I have suspected.
Is that
for
still
years.
A thing, do you think? That guy?
Why would someone do it for months and months and months and months? I mean, I don't think we do a particularly controversial show.
No.
I really don't. I don't think we do a particularly hateful show.
No, you
I
know,
really
this
don't.
Week we
used
will,
to.
This
but
week
we, don't
we will mark our 7th anniversary. This very
yeah,
week.
Yeah, this very week.
And
right.
this incarnation, this 7-year incarnation of this program, which has evolved from other shows, is probably the most friendly, plugged into our audience version of the show we've ever been a part of as a group.
Right.
And I mean, take your shows and everything. But it does. I mean, you know, you've still got the reputation that hangs with you from the previous 20 years.
Let me say, I'm aware, very much aware of the fact that this comes with the territory.
Yeah.
This is the way anyone that puts themselves on any level in the public eye, it comes with the territory. The difference is when I talk about it, I always approach it from the why standpoint. Why, you know, what happened either on air or off air that motivated someone to get that? Because if you talk about certain talk show personalities, you can talk about sheer numbers with somebody like Howard Stern.
Yep.
And Howard's controversial and Howard's pure volume of listeners, you'd get that. Then you can talk about guys that might go the opinion route all the time, the political route, and that arouses tremendous amounts of hatred and venom and all that. And then you talk about our brand of fluff and the fact that it's been lasting as long as it's lasted. And I literally, this is what I occupy my mind with. I occupy my mind with, I just would be so fascinated to know why. I'd love
what
to
drives
eyeball
them?
Somebody. I'd love to know that. I really would. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, the point I wanted to make is, A, Twitter's a land for trolls, and the idea that you have stayed away this long, and I didn't know you had, is probably for the best, but
actually not true, too, though.
Oh.
I haven't stayed away from TMOS 300 is not the first time I was aware of the fact that we have trolls that are talking
I'm just
about
going from what
Twitter.
You just told me. I'm
yeah,
just
I'm,
going
no,
from
saying,
what you just told us.
I don't
That's
do it
all
regularly.
Going off of.
I don't
okay.
tweet.
Okay.
But I also don't. I mean, we are linked, and we linked way back when. We linked our Facebook accounts to Twitter. That's how I tweet. So
okay.
if I post something up on Facebook, it's going to be linked to Twitter. That's the
right. I'm just going off what you just told us, that you just took a peek in and you're noticing
on this
that there
particular
is.
Count,
okay.
But no, I'd be disingenuous with you if I said I never was aware of trolls on Twitter.
Okay.
I was aware.
Okay. So Delilah has trolls on Twitter. And Delilah is a national personality that all she does is read love letters and dedications to her audience.
Right.
And people fight with her on Twitter on a regular basis. They say the most heinous, horrible things about her and her 13 children and her living on a ranch. And I sit here and I wonder, well, it's shit.
Rob's playing Tom Jones' version of Delilah. So I just thought I might not know Twitter, but I know that. You know? What a great song this is.
I am so into Tom Jones right now for some reason.
A little homage to a wonderful broadcaster, Delilah, who is a major slice of Americana with those lovely, lovely love songs she plays.
She'd never play this.
I don't think she'd play this.
No.
I don't think anybody's asking for this.
But everyone loves the big voice of Tom Jones, Mike.
So, yeah, but I don't. That insight, I'm not aware of. I'm not aware that anybody of any.
It's any.
Wait, here's the hook. Hey, you know what? If the Christmas album sells, why don't we do a Tom Jones tribute album?
Count on it. Swear to God, we're looking for something to do in the spring. I'll do it. I think we got five
and
singers on
staff. We can do that. There are so many fake accounts for all of us.
Yeah.
All of us, Mike. Online right now. That
the anonymity is what's you know, I look at that and I just say
sometimes they're very creative.
It's stunning. It's just stunning how on and on it goes. I don't I guess I understand what you're saying. Some people do it just for the fun of it.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. And then there's just another, just to give you another perspective, another world. Lurch from the Junkies, right?
Yes. He's very tall.
There is someone on Twitter that has been acting like Lurch for 7 years.
Wow.
It's gotten so bad that they had to find out who this guy was, who, by the way, still tweets as Lurch Papa, and he tweets directly.
So they got so involved in it that they actually hunted the guy
down?
Well,
they had to hunt him down because he was writing sexual things to local news anchors. And the local news anchors thought it was Lurch Papa just being a junkie and being silly bazilly.
Oh, my God. You know, it's...
But Steve Chenevy didn't think it was money?
Let me ask this question. I mean,
but the guy's still out there tweeting.
That's
He's still out there tweeting. Unreal.
So let me ask this question. Is this the cart before the horse? Is it the fact that these abnormal psychology profiles were just waiting and this was the forum they got? Or, did the fact that this mode of communication tweak something in these people where they just had to vent and
they
and
got
do
on
all
the hot lane, Mike. They got on the hot lane. They I built mean, it. It took years. They finally got the pass, and they're on the hot lane for information.
I think it has more to do with the fact that the vehicle exists.
But
you know?
I have had motivation on social media to spew my opinions and challenge people on posts and do that. You know, as a one-shot deal to say, hey, this is the way I feel about you. But a continual, you know, just daily, I will probably never get my head wrapped around it.
I think one of the problems with us understanding it is we are blessed with
to have a forum.
A forum every day where we can reach out to you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And
tens of thousands.
Dozens of thousands of people.
Fill the void.
And we can, you know, we can spew our whatever opinions are on a daily basis. Most people don't. And that's where social media sort of has given a voice to the average Joe. And I'm not trying to diminish anybody, but it's true.
No,
is that the average Joe now can get out and do that. But if they really want to have an audience or reach the most amount of people, you have to hitch your wagon to something that has a following already. And that following is oftentimes a media personality. And how do you you know, amass a following? Hatred has always worked. Hatred has always worked. So you look at these ingredients coming together. I don't like the system, but it's a system that works.
And on Twitter, before you just would have to block someone, and now you can just mute them, and they don't even know you've muted them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know.
Well, I'm not in there, so get in there and mute those.
Hey.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, because I don't like reading it. I don't. I don't care if they, and if that gives them wood, I'm fine with that, too.
Well, they'll never know.
If that makes them happy, that's cool. You know, but no, I don't like reading that crap, especially when somebody's nice enough to say, hey, congratulations on 300 bonus shows, which I thought was terrific. And by the way, for everybody that's supporting us with purchasing the bonus shows, we appreciate that as well. And, you know, as far as Twitter, I'm still staying away. That's
good.
Just the way
it's a good
I
plan.
It.
I've never liked
it'll
it.
It'll be gone with, I would say, within 5 years. It won't necessarily be gone, but it'll be different.
What really? Is the president-elect yes. going to do? Oh, my God. We will take a break and come back with more fun. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. All of my friends used to come and go. You've heard about them. You've craved them. You've coveted them. You know what I'm talking about. Fruitcake. That's right. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. 12 days of fruitcake. Progressive jackpot Christmas spectacular. Rob, could you have come up with a shorter name? Is that possible?
It could have been shorter, Mike, but it wouldn't really capture how important these cakes are.
All right. Well, the only way to get your hands on one of Rob's whiskey-soaked, fruit-filled, nut-laden logs is by doing this. Send an email to fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. 200 words or less. What happens if they go over 200 words?
We kill them.
Tell us why you deserve to win. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we pick your letter, we'll call you. And if you answer, you win. What if they don't answer, Rob? What happens then?
It's a progressive sweepstakes. The fruitcakes roll over to the next day. Ooh!
Enter now and get ready to win. Again, that's fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. Oscar Santana, what's so special about a Rob Spiewak fruitcake?
It's a limited edition. We only do it once a year.
Amazing. The Mike O'Mara Show, 12 Days of Fruitcake, Progressive Jackpot Christmas Spectacular. Get involved now. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
limited
Show.
Limited edition.
It's amazing. Tis the season for all the things that only seem to make sense at holiday time. Things like eggnog, mistletoe, and, of course, ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yes.
Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater, and if you want supreme bragging rights, who doesn't want that for the most talked about sweater at the Christmas party? Listen up. This is not what I want to talk about. Tipsy Elves has these amazing sweaters.
The best.
I know that you could call them ugly. They're not ugly. They're beautifully made. The thing is, they might be just a tad inappropriate. And that's what I love about them, because you know what? People have said that about this show for years and years. Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen. Check out the new 2016 sweaters. You won't find them anywhere else. I guarantee that. Tipsy Elves sweaters are all about fun, but are serious on the quality. I mentioned that. I got two of them myself. I got the fluorescent day glow ski sweater for going up north. And then I got the two reindeer that are showing tremendous amounts of affection for each other. And you don't say that.
That's medical.
Please let me
That's
do
nice.
The driving. You don't understand. We're trying to sell products here. TipsyElves.com. They also have interactive sweaters, Christmas suits, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. Right now, our TMOS code can get you 20% off at TipsyElves.com. You're going to love these sweaters. We all got them. Go to TipsyElves.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount. That's TipsyElves.com and the code TMOS. There I am cruising through a spot saying, I want to handle this delicately that I have the two reindeer that are doing this, and you scream coitus.
Well, that's a delicate medical term.
It is a medical term describing intercourse.
It is.
Please
there
don't
we
do
can
that.
Agree.
Humping Mike.
Doing the very
humping
best.
Is much better.
Very affectionate.
Right. It's very, very good to have you all back. My God. How was everybody's weekend? Did you all enjoy? We have the sick house at the O'Mara house. My kid.
What symptoms does everybody have? Well, he'll do that because of school. I mean, they'll just trade them back and forth.
He's got a cold, but it's just lasted a long time. And then I got it last week. And then mine is normally 2 or 3 days. Mine's lasting a little longer than I wanted. And Mrs. O'Mara was great to me on Saturday. Mrs. O'Mara had given me like pretty much a free pass for the entire day. Mm-hmm. I got up and ran into the kitchen and cleaned the kitchen and did the dishes in my depleted condition, which was my way of saying thank you. And then yesterday, Mrs. O'Mara said, I've got to get some sleep. I've been with him. He's, you know, he's a need machine. So she,
well, sure, he can do nothing for himself, literally. Literally.
No, and it's constant. He is up at 5:45 because we probably put him to bed a little earlier than we should. But if we don't put him to bed earlier than we should, we don't have any evening. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And it's better for him because he's ill. He needs his rest.
Well, and he's not getting his rest. He's not. I mean, I don't think that, I don't care. 9-10 hours ain't enough. I think he should get 11 or 12. I think that's what he should be getting. And he is, by the way, he's potty trained. I have to mention
big
that.
Win.
He is,
big
that is a
win.
Huge win. That is a
What was
huge
the final
win.
Straw?
There was no final straw. You know what? I have to give my wife the credit where the credit is due here. She told me it will, you let it take its course. and you don't force feed him on it, and it will happen, and suddenly...
He wasn't at school, just, and they were like, look, man, enough is enough.
No, because he's about 50-50 at school. So, all I mean, right. but school definitely was a catalyst, because he never wore a diaper at school. They would take him in. I remember the first day I picked him up, and the teacher said, Michael, time to go pee before you get in your father's car. And I walk in, and I'm sitting there staring at disbelief as he walks over, drops trowel, and like goes tinkling the potty. And I'm like, oh, these teachers are on to something, you know? But
well, it's teachers, and it's probably also peer pressure.
Yeah,
because he doesn't want to see any one with a diaper.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know whether that's true either. I don't know whether it's the peer pressure.
I think it's deep seated, but it's got to be part of it.
No, can I be honest with you? My belief would be just the way this thing is rolled, and since I'm closest to it, it seems to me that he just was ready. It was like not comfortable. Didn't like the diaper. The diaper, he was, you know, right towards the end, he would fidget with it and it would be uncomfortable. And then the only issue is we have two structures for potty in his little bathroom. One is the little seat that goes over the regular toilet. And then the other one is the one you used
when you were recovering from your hip surgery?
You know, first I got brother one telling me I'm too old for Twitter, and now I have brother two mentioning my tragic hip surgery.
Like it's
the
holidays.
I don't have to realize I'm old. Like I don't have to realize.
You just said you own being old.
Yeah, you did.
But it's not always fun to be reminded. Okay,
Sasquatch.
All right. So the thing is,
Sasquatch. El Sasquatch.
But the thing is, he got to the point where I think he was done.
Mm-hmm.
With the diaper. That's it. And that's what Carla said, and everything she read was that you let it run its course, and then it doesn't become a thing for
him. He's five now?
He's
not
three.
Five. He's always making people older than they are. What a jerk. But you know what, Mike? This is a win, not just for convenience.
Shut up, Oscar.
He's on the monkey bars.
That's right.
He's like, you know what? These diapers 16. Are holding me down.
He's 16 years old, still.
Starting pooping. Center for your freshman football team, and he never has to leave the field.
That hurt. I got tears. God.
This is not just a win.
You can't do a show and laugh when you have a cold because all the fluids come out of your body.
All of them?
Oh, God. Yes, I just peed. I just made. Thank you.
But it's not just a win for convenience and the fact that, you know, that's a huge thing, God. But it's a financial win.
Yes.
Because diapers are not cheap.
But it's more psychological for the whole family. And I'll tell you something. I didn't buy into it like last Wednesday or so when he first did the poo-poo on the potty, because it's like, you know, 10 minutes. He had maybe two accidents during the entire run-up to this where we had.
Hey, I'd take that record for myself.
Where he had the regular underwear on. And then the only issue is.
Yes.
We have two potties. We have the one with the seat on top of the regular bowl, and then we have the little mini potty.
The standalone.
And that's the one he's digging on. And so that's the one, unfortunately, that
requires... Clean out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that requires the Woodstock porta-potty treatment after...
He doesn't ask to, like, have it in front of the TV or anything, does he?
No.
It stays in the bathroom.
He goes right into the room, and there's a little, you know, there's some hit and misses around there, but as far as the potty... you know, it's still going potty.
You can't
and it's just
do that?
Like, you know,
do they drag it out and do it in front of?
I believe I had a cousin who was a big one on taking
like
it with
would
him.
Bring
yeah.
the regular potty out in front of the TV and drop trowel.
I think
and
there
do
was
it, right
it was more of a bedroom thing. He liked to go in his bedroom.
Oh man,
he would drag it into his bedroom and then go in his bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the when you used to go to little Johnny Knoxville's house, right?
Baby John.
That still was one of the funniest bits they did. That was the funny. That may have been my favorite Jackass bit ever. Where he went into a hardware store and he actually pooed into the toilet there.
I will not name my uncle by name because it could be anyone. But I will say this: one of my dad's brothers did that in a hardware store in New Jersey. As a boy.
Oh, my
like as
God.
As a bit? Or
No.
Just...
As a child.
I bet you it happens more than we know.
Had to go, toilet on display, and he said, well, ain't no time like the present, and boom.
I think you're right. That
kids
probably
don't process that sometimes.
Basis.
Like, oh, I guess it's here.
Yeah.
It's going to be really uncomfortable. Hope nobody walks by aisle 11.
I was going to make a big deal about before I came in on the show, and I told you guys it was done, and now I really have to say it's officially... He's, you know, he goes on the potty.
That's
and
excellent.
And so I told him that we would go to, even though it's Christmas time and you don't get a toy before Christmas, I said, I will make one exception. You'll be able to go with me and get a toy if you go poo on the potty. And he did it enough times where I took him down to Toys R Us, and which incidentally is a 45-minute to 1-hour commitment.
Yeah.
Because you have to look at everything, and you don't rush him. He is a connoisseur of this activity. And so I actually took him into the Toys R Us,
right,
and he picked out his another mechanical little train, a tiny little Fisher-Price train.
He's still loving trains?
He loves trains. He trains.
Choo,
and by the way,
choo.
By the way, you go for your $22 item, which thank God he picked out, all the way up to, if you see some of the Lionel, like, Polar Express trains they have in there are insanely expensive. But I'm proud of my little guy, and he's doing this well. He's had a head cold, and two of the kids from his school, I was told on Friday when I picked him up, went home with fevers. So this is like, it's death grip down here in South Florida. It sucks. What are you chomping at the bit to say?
I think Rob is on, rewarding a child for getting through a cold, I think that's a bit much. And then,
but he's not. He's rewarding him for the potty training.
Rewarding for potty training.
Yeah, but I understand that.
He didn't ask for it. He wasn't told before.
I just want to be clear that I think it was the coach of the. Have you seen on YouTube lately the coach that breaks down his basketball team and says that we are a land of basically pussies, right?
No, I have not seen that.
That he says. This just happened this weekend. He gets at his press conference and he's talking about his team. And he said, look, we're worried about everybody's feelings. My team gave no effort. All these millennials are coming in here playing basketball, thinking that everybody's going to win. Mm-hmm. They go to these intercollegiate.
I understand your point you're trying to make.
Yeah,
let me give us a scenario. When you're 74 and your 13-year-old child when you're down at the local police station and you are bailing him out again for the third time because you've been too hard on him. This was an after the fact issue. This was all me. This was not. If you poop on the potty, you're going to get a toy. No, this is
no. You've got to be careful.
You see what Oscar? I think the disconnect here is this. These kids, these young millennials that are playing, they are feeling entitled even before they play.
Yes.
But what Mike is doing is positive reinforcement for an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, but he's a little late in the game, let's be honest.
Well, in what way?
How am I late in the game?
That there is a spectrum of going to the bathroom as a kid, and he's at the end of the spectrum.
No, but he did it.
Right?
Well, no, it's all the way.
He stuck to the plan.
If you read the literature, he's beating me. He's wearing me out.
Mike,
so
you mustn't be worn down.
He knows
you mustn't
I'm down.
Be worn down.
He called me old at the beginning of the show.
Which we all know to be false.
He knows that I'm down, and he's beating me.
Yeah.
He's winning. I'm just
no,
I
don't
can't
let
fight him
anymore. You mustn't ever.
I can't
tell you
fight
what.
Him anymore. Without, I'll just, all I'll be able to do is hurl profanities at him, and it's not going to make me look good.
No, let's take
and
a break, and
that.
You can refresh.
I'm going to cry.
No.
I love you. Come on.
You're Mike O'Mara.
He's not at the end of the spectrum. Is he head all the way up until 4? That's when you start getting concerned, for God's sake. My God, you bastard. We're going to take a break. Merry effing Christmas.
Let's reset and refresh.
All right, we're going to come back. And
we'll give a fruitcake away.
We'll give a fruitcake away, yeah. Yeah, happy day. We'll do that when we come back.
What's up, everybody? It's Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. It's that time of the year again, a new Rob and Joe promo. Joe's not even here. We're that lazy. Our fearless leader, Mike O'Mara, said we need new promos, and 7 months later, here I am. Yes, that's how creative we are. Check back for our next promo in 12 years when we break down the great Anthony Weiner, Mel Gibson presidential race. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes. Download us on the app, robandjoeshow.com. See you in 2028. The year of the oxen.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. December is a tremendous turnover month in business.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to tell you about ZipRecruiter.com. Smart businesses know something that keeps them ahead of the game. They know that we aren't nearing the end of the year. We're coming up on the start of a new year. So now is the perfect time to make that perfect hire that will make 2017 a great year for your business. But posting your job in just one place won't work, and you can't rely on Santa. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry. This music, my gosh. You can find them anywhere. anywhere, all over the country. Just post it once, then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless applicants flooding your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today!
Fruitcake!
Yes, siree.
What you baking? Fruitcake!
That music can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go 3 for 3.
Yes.
Let's see what Monday brings us. You think I'm jinxing it by saying
3? No, this is a special letter. This is sort of a curveball letter that I really enjoy because it's a fruitcake surprise.
If you want to win a fruitcake, you can still enter the contest. All you have to do is send your letter to your email to fruitcake at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Exactly.
It's that easy.
Include your phone number. That's all we ask.
Include your phone number and make it under 200 characters. We'd appreciate that. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, here's our letter of the day. I am writing you in the hopes to throw my hat into the ring for a fruitcake. Not for me, mind you, but for my dad, Rick. We're both huge fans of the show. We have been for many years. My dad mentioned his curiosity for Rob's culinary confections last year, but was worried that he may not be around a phone to receive the call. Well, this year, he has nothing better to do. You see, my dad, now 72, but he thinks he's still in his 40s. The week before Thanksgiving, he and my mom bought a new refrigerator. With the arrival of the new fridge pending, what does one do with the old one? Put it out in the garage, of course. Where else do you keep your beer? So he took it upon himself to move it. In the process, the fridge fell on him.
Oh,
oh no.
And he, as one could guess, broke his right hip.
Oh, no.
Three Ricky. Pins and a lot of ball busting later, he could probably use some fruitcake to cheer him up as he sits in a chair next to the phone for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
Okay, this is the first one. This is the first one that I'm questioning whether we'll have a success.
But I think, you know what?
I just don't want
it to be so bad because it's a great story and a great surprise.
We're calling the dad.
We're calling the dad,
and we don't have the dad's name. Do we have the dad's name?
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
We do.
Is that Tom?
Yes.
So Tom is not the guy. You're sure that Tom is not sending the letter, that Tom is the dad?
No, Tom is the guy that sent the letter.
Rick is the father.
Okay, so we got it. I just think because Tom is doing this for somebody else, that normally can be a question mark.
But
as to
you know what?
There.
If it works, this is a wonderful Christmas surprise for the dad.
This will be huge.
Who had a refrigerator fall on him and broke his hip. Let's call Rick and find out if Rick can win the fruitcake. Let's see what happens. Very exciting.
Rick
also in Tennessee? Is that true?
Rick is also in Tennessee.
All right. Calling Rick. Rick Faltz.
Rick with a 703 number. Come on. 703.
I could have guaranteed it.
Come on, lucky sevens.
Lucky sevens. You're so negative.
Lucky sevens.
No, you don't. You never. It's got to be the person who wants it, not the person who's getting it.
But what about the person who deserves it?
Maybe karma says no because the fridge fell on him.
Maybe he's still under the fridge.
Hello.
We're looking for Rick Faltz.
Who's calling?
This is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Rick?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, you know, we got a letter from your son, Tom, and we didn't think you'd answer the phone. Well, at least I didn't. Everybody else on the show did. But we're glad you answered the phone, Rick, because Tom told us about your recent troubles wrestling with that refrigerator and the fact that you broke your hip. And he decided it would be a wonderful idea to brighten your spirits as you sit in a chair for the next month or two to get you a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, Rick Faltz.
I think I'm tearing up. I'm speechless.
You should be.
I wanted one of these.
Hello?
For 2 years.
2 years? Aww. The wait is over. Rick Faltz, a Rob Spiewak fruitcake will be coming your way. It will be in your 72-year-old belly probably before the new year. And Rob says the batch this year may be the best that he's ever made.
The only thing that's horrifying about this, sir, is that they really should be kept in a refrigerator. So for God's sake, be careful.
Rick, how is the hip doing?
It's fine. I'm can't wait to get out of this chair. My backside hurts so much, can't believe how much it is hurt.
But I am up and around.
Oh, that's
a boy. Good.
That's good.
And you can thank your son, Tom, who got this early Christmas present for you. A fruitcake is on the way to your house, Rick. And God bless you and your son. And thanks so much for supporting all of us at TMOS.
You guys keep up the good work. I love your show.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
there
sir.
You
thank
go.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Three for three, Mike.
That's
three for three. Okay.
That's right. A good Monday.
You like
you know,
that a lot.
I'm entitled to just a little negative energy with the old death grip that I'm dealing with.
Well,
now.
Some of it does occasionally seep out. We don't normally see it, but it happens. But you know what? I thought that was worth a roll of the dice since we were on a hot streak.
You have a big heart and a great heart.
Thank you. An enlarged heart.
Yes.
You do. You do. Bustardies. Oh, my God. Hey, I got to say thank you to Rob Spiewak. I haven't gotten Oscar's Christmas gift yet, but Rob and I have kind of exchanged gifts online, and Rob got me an absolutely amazing turntable. I'm going to be experiencing the wonderful world of vinyl.
The vinyl frontier, Rob, thank Mike. You. That's my favorite pun, and it's a great one. It's identical to the one I have in my home, except
if anything,
I got it in black.
It's too fancy. It's too
fancy. No, it's not.
Oh, how fancy.
It's a basic.
So fancy that I got to buy like 20 other things to go.
Oh,
well, you didn't want one.
Why
would
you give him more
work? You don't want anything with like enclosed speakers. What are you?
So that wouldn't
15-year-old girl?
With
what are you going to call over Nancy over?
Now
you're going to
buy a receiver?
I would have been okay with that.
No, he just needs powered speakers is all.
I would have been okay with that.
No,
no. Sounds like what? Would that have sounded like crap?
Yes, it would have. It would have. As a rule, my rule for a record player, Mike, don't buy anything that has a handle.
Okay,
Mike.
So, I was thinking it would just be like the standalone record player,
one that looks like old timey, but it's modern.
I just need to know because now that you
buy
and
JBLs.
By the way, no, by the way, I agree with you with this, and so now I need
the
to,
stuff you're going to be listening to.
I need
on
to max out the way this is going to work because I'll be honest with you, Rob. Now that you've told me that. And Oscar, by the way, thinks I'm going to buy three records, stack them up, and I'm like, I hate vinyl. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Carla and I are both into this, so we're going to actually, we've got space in the house already allotted to this, and I love the idea of putting records on. The thing is, I'm flying blind when I'm thinking about the kind of, and you say this doesn't need an amp, right?
Into powered speakers. It has a line level out. You see, most phonographs.
Would that be the route to go, though?
I would go with a small amplifier, not anything that's a receiver, not anything that has a million inputs, a small amp, and for the size of your room, two sensible speakers.
Why are you shaking your head, Oscar?
We live in a world that's supposed to be slimming down everything. And all you
That's
guys,
why I'm telling him to buy a small amp.
And all you guys are doing is bulking up.
Yeah, I'm not, no, nothing I'm that needs to doing. Rack mount.
But no, I want it.
Think
I want
of,
it.
Okay, hold on, Mike. Put on your earmuffs for a second.
All right.
Think of his ham hands. He couldn't have anything dainty and small. He needs something that's like for club work.
Well, don't he?
I didn't put my headphones on. I didn't put my earmuffs on. I heard that, for Christ's sake.
I've seen you with stuff.
No, but I just want to. Here's the thing.
I wanted something, Oscar would say, robust.
Rob,
now
the needle broke.
Said this, here's where Rob knows me probably pretty well. Yeah. Now that you've said this, it makes total sense to me that I wouldn't have wanted the little close and play.
Yeah.
Even though they send those, and I know you spent a lot more money than you should have on this thing, and I didn't want. Now that I've got the real good one, what is it? Audio Technica.
It's an Audio Technica, but it's very very similar to the classic techniques.
So it's really
real leather.
By the way, that's kind of an old DJ turntable, which is cool too.
Yeah.
But the thing about it
Mercedes
is
Mercedes leather.
Now I do want it slimmed down as far as I want the minimal. For the maximum. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Then talk to Pony about an amp. Pony will be able to steer you the right way on an amp. And then it's amazing what they can do with tiny speakers nowadays.
Yeah, I'm thinking tiny speakers.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll
but the stuff that you're going to play, if you lean on stuff
Is he grinning again? Why is he grinning?
You know why? It's a false front of bravery because on this one, he's outnumbered.
No.
he can't win this one.
I've been to Mike's house.
Very generous.
He's got no room. And it's the truth.
I verified that he had room for a record player.
On the lanai, so he could get rained on.
No.
It's Mike O'Mara's Wet Jazz Christmas.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you this, Oscar.
What?
Okay, so I'm walking through. We're gonna put our technical hats on now because
fair.
I have a cold and my judgment's probably not all that right. When it comes to on the quality scale. And this is because I was going to get DayQuil in the Walmart last night.
Yes.
And I walked by a 65-inch 4K Vizio
mm-hmm.
that they were selling for like $9.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Do you understand? And, you yeah. know, I'd already gone through our website yeah. and gotten what, yeah. what I thought was the, yes. the deal of deals. And I used some of my credit card points to get it.
Yes.
Too. Remember,
yes.
I talked about
buying
this.
Yeah.
And I drove by.
How much
and
is this TV? $9.
I'm just sitting there going, I'm like, oh, look at that. That's a 4K, just like the one I got. Whoa! What is that price there? Samsung Vizio. Tell me the quality.
So difference. They have different technology, and I'm glad you asked. Vizio actually has different grades of their televisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the $9 ones you'll find at a big box store,
okay.
And you'll find their high end ones. They actually have a series of them. You'll probably find at another big box store because some of these are exclusive lines for different big box stores. So they're economy class LED television.
And also, correct me if I'm wrong, that the big box store oftentimes gets last year's model.
Yes. No. That happens sometimes.
Sometimes. It can
happen.
But then
Samsung has the same issue, Mike, and most brands have different tiers of actual television. The one that you purchased, and if you really look at one as far as components are concerned, the slimmer... the cleaner the bezel around the television, the higher the price. So you're paying for a slimmer product. And the one you got from what we talked about is a premier television.
All right. That's all I needed yes. to know. I feel good. I feel relaxed with that now.
The $9 guy will do the trick.
That's yeah. true. And for $9, you can buy a record. And by the way, if you're curious, the best place to buy vinyl, bar none, is Amazon. No lie.
Yes.
That's where I would do it even if we didn't have the portal.
You literally use plastic to buy plastic.
It has the greatest selection. They have everything.
What is the best thing to listen to on vinyl?
Jazz. You know what? Jazz would be great. I think.
Well, you know I love jazz.
I would think like.
Books on tape?
Not books on tape. Some of your favorite.
My latest book on tape.
How to Use the Twitter Machine by Mike O'Mara.
He's the little boy who bought the $9 television.
How to Find Out Where People Who Tweet Live by Mike O'Mara.
Hello, hater. I'd like to have a word with you right now.
I think...
Here, how do you like that? You like that? That's right in your nose. You like that? Right on your nose. Right on the bridge of your nose.
Classic rock is great. For example, you got me that great Boston t-shirt. I still love to listen to the Boston album.
Did you say you're wearing your t-shirt today?
I am. Look.
Look at the t-shirt I got, Rob.
Oh. It says,
National Sarcasm Society. Like, we really need your support.
It was just like, awesome. Geo, that is perfect.
Thank you.
That is
Thank
perfect.
You very much. I
so,
like
and
that.
Also, I would go back, and this is this will maybe require a little bit of searching, but think of the albums you like to listen to when you were, mm-hmm. you know, of album listening age, 20 years old. They're right. still going to sound great, especially if you can find 180-gram represses where they got the nice thick vinyl.
How do you know there's an original printing?
Well, for original pressing, you would know because it would be very, very expensive.
Yeah.
But the represses are good, especially if you see them on 180
What is your
grim.
Most treasured vinyl album?
Actually, my most treasured is, it's a 45. Does that count?
No, I mean,
what's the most expensive? 45. We were going to rob you tomorrow.
You'd probably want to take some of my original Beatles stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, from the 60s.
What do they run these days?
They're probably 100, 120.
Do you have the White Album on vinyl?
I do. Well, I have everything by the Beatles a couple times. But it's really... One of the most...
How many vinyl albums do you have? LPs.
I can only tell you in feet.
What about crates?
No, I can tell you in feet because the shelving, probably about 31 or 32 feet of records.
So do you keep duplicates?
Sometimes. Well, for example, the Beatles, they had so many different reissues that when they did the remaster in 2009, I bought them in stereo and mono because they're two different mixes. They're different.
Man doesn't have two nickels to rub together. It's all been spent.
He's got
on
great
vinyl.
Insulation
yeah,
in the basement.
To rub yeah. together.
So you, if you were to estimate how many, I know you do it in feet, but if you were to throw a ballpark as far as number of albums that you
feet.
Own.
Let me see. Let me do some quick math.
That's what he told Carrie when he met her.
Oh, shut up, Oscar. let's say there are.
Thanks, Carrie, for getting back to me over the weekend after I bought Rob his gifts.
I saw that whole thing going down. Jesus. I said, that won't go well.
Oh, God.
Let's say there's eight albums.
She's a handful, that one, Rob. She is a handful.
You're
truly.
Telling me that. Okay.
I know. I just had to say, you know, say, okay, you know.
I'd say 3,072 albums.
Whoa.
Wow.
And probably about 10,000 45s. And you've seen how many CDs I have, more than I care to count. I know that I have probably about 180 80 Elvis CDs.
Who gets the records in the will?
Oh, in the will, Julia gets the records and Robert gets the jukebox.
Oh.
And they've already divvied up the microphones. They're ready for me to die.
Well,
and meanwhile, Carrie's got the car pointed at the pawn shop and she's revving the engine.
I'm going to make a list right now of
check it twice.
How much Rob's gift is going to cost me. I need to buy an amp.
Small amp.
Denon, my preferred brand.
I need to buy speakers.
You used to have such great speakers. What happened to them?
JBLs.
I need to buy a cabinet.
You don't need to buy a cabinet.
Well, what is the thing gonna, what's it going to sit? What's it going to sit on?
I thought you had a shelf space for it.
No.
No.
Oh, well, you need to buy a cabinet.
And you need it high enough so little Michael can't pull it on himself and hurt himself.
Yeah. No, the TV, that's really what's going to get him.
Why? No one wants a needle in their eye.
And then I got to start
record
buying,
needle, different kind of needle.
I have to start buying albums, but that's going to be a labor of love. I'm looking forward.
You can
to
hide those under the bed.
So I'm just wondering.
Put the record player under the bed.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the total expenditure will end up being more than the turntable.
It's well, you earlier, bought the house that now will cost more to fix.
Mike, earlier I said Merry Christmas, and now I'll just say you're welcome. Enjoy.
Vizio makes speakers. You know what?
There's an old cartoon that was in the New Yorker. It says, I don't know what I prefer about vinyl more, the expense or the inconvenience. And that's really what you're paying for.
When I have it all hooked up and I put that little stylus down on the vinyl record, all is going to be wonderful. And
you're
by the
love
way,
it. It's so nice.
In the long run, if I'm going to do it, and this falls under the category of doing it right, the one you sent me is the right one to get. I'm very excited about that.
I'm
now,
very
got
pleased
a picture
for
of it hooked up to a computer, too.
It has a USB out.
Oh, you can take your records and make them into digital copies.
That's right. After you buy the records of the CDs you already have.
Is that connected to the Twitter machine? We'll take a break, and when we come back, more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. We would like you to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. And boys, I know you're excited because this year, there's something special coming if you order the bonus package. Am I right, Rob Spiewak? Am I right?
Me.
That's right. You'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Did you come up with that name, Oscar? I'm just curious.
I did, but more importantly, Mike, help keep TMOS a no-kill shelter.
Thank you. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it.
How do you get it, Mike?
You buy the TMOS bonus package.
That's
it's
right.
All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus package, and you'll get the holiday album. Here's a clip now.
Silver bell.
Wow. It's awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse, Mike, but Pony might have the hit single of the album.
Yeah, you got Pony, you got Rofo, you're going to have
Adrian,
have Mac. Is Ashley singing on the album? We'd love to have a lady on the album.
We can look into getting a cut for her, sure.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to. Oh, Ashley, do you sing?
Hold on a sec. Ashley, do you sing?
You have to speak into the mic.
Yes, I do sing.
Oh. Hmm.
We have to have Ashley on the album.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Do you have any in the what would always, you
Ashley, Mike. Always.
What about Santa Baby, Mike?
Oh, not Santa Baby.
Jennifer did Santa Baby. It's already in the can, unfortunately, Oscar. It's already been done.
She's something of a diva. She's not willing
to
split her time.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Done.
Is that a pain or what?
No, it's not a pain at all. It's just, it's a curveball. We'll just need to find the music and get the band back together. It's the lady.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Finding the right gift for a guy can seem impossible. Hard to find something that's thoughtful, but also useful and practical. I am here to tell you, Harry's has come to your holiday rescue. I love shaving with my Harry's, the closest, easiest shave ever. Taking a few days off, though. with my little grandpa beard.
Sorry, you got to edge it up, Mike, with a blade.
Yeah, you know what? When I shave my Wolf Blitzer beard off that I'm growing for 2 days,
yes.
I'm going to use my Harry's.
Atta
I love it. The limited edition shave set is the best gift out there. If you haven't heard them before, Harry's was started by Jeff and Andy, two friends who were fed up with being overcharged for razors, so they started their own company. Harry's is offering a limited edition holiday shaving set that includes a midnight blue chrome razor handle, which you can get engraved with initials, three of Harry's German-engineered five-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel, smells amazing, all in a beautifully designed gift box. It's only $30 at harrys.com. They also offer handles and sets starting at just $10. If you haven't tried Harry's for yourself, plus, as a special offer, we partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. Free shipping ends on December 9th, so act now. Go to harrys.com right now to get a limited edition holiday shaving set while supplies last. And don't forget to enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off. Remember, harrys.com and code TMOS. That's harrys.com. And don't forget our code. That's TMOS.
News.
Madonna.
She's got she the moves.
She had a benefit. I saw this video. So nasty. There was a benefit Friday night for her Malawi charity, and she raised more than, good for her, $7.5 million. And, of course, there were shenanigans. That's why it's leading the news you may not need today. Like when she showed way too much butt while dancing with Ariana Grande. not only was it too much butt, but it was weird butt. Now, you're going to have to look at the video yourself if you grab it. I looked at it three times. It was very odd. People are wondering if
this
Madonna...
week on the ABC Family Channel, Madonna's weird butt.
Her weird butt. She's hanging out all over it. All right. People are wondering if Madonna got implants down there because Madonna's in great shape, by the way. She's very thin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's very svelte. But when her butt, she was showing her butt and it just looked different. It looked
misshapen.
Odd. It was too big. It was too like round and big. And it was
how dare
weird.
She?
It
look at her butt.
My God. No, it looks like maybe something went on where she did have a butt implant or something. Then there was her offer to remarry Sean Penn. Sean was there. He spent a few bucks, and she told him she'd retake the plunge with him if he dropped another $150,000. She also told him, quote, "I'm still in love with you." Oh, and he crawled between her legs and handcuffed her. So that was all happening.
Sounds like a good benefit.
Yeah, good time was had by all, everybody. Mark Wahlberg is one of those rare celebrities who won't talk politics, and he doesn't think the rest of them should either, because it doesn't do any good. It certainly didn't this year. He said, quote, "You know, it just goes to show you that people aren't listening to that anyway. They might buy your CD or watch your movie, but you don't put food on their table. You don't pay their bills." Here's another quote. "A lot of Hollywood is living in a bubble. They're pretty out of touch with the common person, the everyday guy out there, providing for their family." So that's Mark Wahlberg. Doesn't talk politics, and he just told you why. RottenTomatoes.com has a list of the top 100 movies of 2016. They're ranked by their ratings on the site. That's using the reviews by critics, not the audience score from the site's everyday users. To be eligible, a movie had to be reviewed by at least 40 critics, so it doesn't have to be upcoming movies like Rogue One. And since each one had a different number of reviews, the scores are weighted to make it fair. Here are the top 10.
I'm surprised they were able to come up with 100 movies because the year's not even out yet. That's counting on, that's a lot of films.
This kind of backs up a theory I have, and we'll discuss afterwards, but I haven't seen most of the movies, if any, on this list. Number 10 is the animated movie Kubo and the Two Strings. Anyone?
No, I don't know that one.
No.
Thank you. I'm going to keep that going. Number 9, the indie kids movie Hunt for the Wilder People.
Now I know the adult movie.
No.
Hunt for some.
Hey! That was a hard R on that.
That is so. congratulations on your new subscription. Number 8 is Moana. Moana has.
Oh, that's
yes,
that's the
new theaters
now with The Rock.
With The Rock,
yeah,
you can't go wrong.
Is that an animated?
Yes,
it's a Disney effort.
Completely animated.
So we've got three kids movies, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Number 7 is the sci-fi movie Arrival. That's the one I'm going to see.
Oh, you
this
like
week,
that one?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that. Amy Adams. Number 6. This is the one I did see. Finding Dory, another animated. We've got. Number 6 is the Jane Austen adaptation Love and Friendship. I haven't seen that one or even heard about that one.
No.
Either. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Number four is The Jungle Book, the live
version. That was excellent. That was very, very good.
You saw that one?
Loved it. Loved it.
Okay. Number three, the indie drama Moonlight. Has anybody seen Moonlight?
No, I've seen Moonlighting.
Yeah. Okay. Some Walk By Night.
Number two, the Western thriller Hell or High Water.
That anybody? Is a great movie, and it's on pay-per-view right now. Or on demand, whatever you want to call it, and you can get it on Apple TV, you can get it on Xfinity. And Mike, I wasn't expecting dick from it, and it gave me everything.
Is that where is, you know, I got the title, I did see that. Is that the one where he's the sheriff? Where he's the Texas Ranger, Jeff Bridges, and he kind of hunts down the wet trash kid, Jeff Pine.
I remember that coming out,
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's a good movie. And number one, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. This got a lot of reviews. You probably won't be surprised. Zootopia.
Also pretty good. But I'm surprised.
Is that animated too, right?
Yeah, but I am surprised that the Jungle Book did not outscore that. I thought Jungle Book was a lot better.
I think it was
too many.
Should have.
I just think they give an easy go to animated features.
No, I think what it is that the person that is an animated movie enthusiast is more likely to go and write on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's the max of the world.
Yeah.
That's probably true. Every year since 1984, the people at PNC Wealth Management have figured out how much it would cost you to buy everything from the 12 Days of Christmas. Here we go. Maybe they can stop for a while because it seems like markets on everything from golden rings to Milky Maidens have basically leveled off. Okay, but here we go. It would cost you $34,363.49 to buy everything from the song this year. Last year,
that's
it was
the same amount to buy an amp and speakers.
Last year, real good one. Last year was $34,130.99. That means it'd only run you $232.50 more, or 0.7%. And it's only up 2% since 2003. Who gives a rat's ass?
You brought us this story.
I want Piper's piping. I want my Piper's piping.
I do because I've always done it, and it's kind of a tradition, but now I'm getting a little burned on it, to be honest with you. Only three things increased in price from last year. Two turtle doves are up 29.3%.
Turtle doves.
11 Piper's piping went up 2.8%. And 12 drummers drumming.
I imagine.
also up 2.8%. A partridge in a pear tree went down.
Oh,
hey, bring me that partridge.
2.3%. The most expensive thing on the list by far is the Seven Swans of Swimming. I was surprised by that. They will run you $13,125 or $1,875 per swan.
I'm looking to rent swans.
Yeah, train them.
Yeah.
On the bright side, I'm sure they'll make for good eating after you're done with the 12 days bit. There you go.
Eat them swans.
Put them in a frying pan. The company that makes Peeps has always had one major issue as a company. How do they get people to buy their product anytime other than Easter?
Mike, so you're talking about the Just Born Company of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, one of the great confectionery companies of our country.
Peeps, Rob. Here's another step towards making Peeps big for Christmas, too. They just announced a brand new flavor for this Christmas.
Yes.
Cinnamon Roll Peeps.
Oh, I'm in. I'm all in.
And they're going to be on sale at Walgreens all this month because that's where you want to get your food, next to the drugs.
Yeah, you know, when you go to Walgreens, most of your marshmallow-based candies end up tasting like mouthwash. And so.
Delish. At Walmart, there will be cookie-flavored Peeps dipped in white fudge.
Mm.
And at stores all over the country, they'll be selling sugar plum-flavored Peeps. And they're also dipped in white fudge.
I'm hoping for your diabetic friends, the insulin-flavored Peeps.
Insulin-flavored Peeps. Delish. A little something-something
cool.
Now. A 53-year-old guy named Richard Graham from Rochester, New York, tried to break into a pizza place around 4 a.m. on Friday. He did it by crawling through their vents, but he got stuck. And he started screaming for help.
No.
There was a 24-hour convenience store next door, and the clerk heard him screaming, so he called the cops. The fire department had to come and get him out of the vents, and they took him into the hospital with minor injuries. Once he was released, the cops immediately arrested him for burglary and criminal mischief. But this is a silver lining story. The
good
news is, yes, they took him to the Meat Lovers County Jail. See, he was breaking into a pizza place.
I did not see that coming.
That's a Dayquil flavored kicker.
Meat
there ever was one. Thank you. Takes no time. It's right in my head, right when I read the story. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. That made my day. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's not going to stay
full. He's got. This is the Mike O'Mara Show's quietest intern, Vincent. You may not hear me often, so listen up now. Here's a quick tip for all your gift purchasing needs. Shop on Amazon. It's easy. Visit MichaelMaroshow.com/Amazon or follow the Amazon link from the TMLS homepage. Every purchase you make on Amazon supports the program. You can find anything you need, from books to devices to the obscure objects you need that you may feel embarrassed purchasing in person. Shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm done here.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Vincent. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, if you're skipping your car payment to buy a new pair of pants, you're probably paying too much for your jeans. The struggle is real. You don't want bargain bin denim that's going to fall apart, but the really good pairs of jeans cost hundreds of dollars until now. Distilled.
Yeah.
Spelled D-S-T-L-D. Has revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim, so you'll get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, starting at just $75. You love yours, Oscar.
Mike, I was wearing my Distilled jeans this weekend and stopped by a store just to remind myself, a jean store, one that starts with a D.
Yes.
And it's very premium. Just to remind myself how much money I'm saving for the same quality. I walked in, and the rube behind the counter said, "Oh, are those our new model jeans?" True story.
Ahead of the game.
True story.
Ahead of the game. And you got them for less because they eliminate the middleman. Distilled eliminates them. They ship directly to you free, and they guarantee the fit. If the jeans don't fit, they send you a new pair until it's perfect. Distilled jeans are built to last and will become a staple in your wardrobe for years. And just in time for the fall season, you can pair them with a new jacket. Men's and women's denim and leather jackets are available with the same superior quality and effortless style as Distilled jeans. You'll love them. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get $10 off your first order. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now.
It's the time. 'Tis the season.
Five easy letters, DSTLD, distilled.com/TMOS. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, December 5, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
So I recently went through the whole rigmarole of buying a car and the back and forth, and let me check with my manager, make sure it's working.
Yada, yada,
can we make the financing work? All that stuff. Well, right. In Texas, there was a couple named Claire and Tim Gattro, with the French spelling, Gattro.
Gattro.
The salesman said, "I think I can get you something good on your financing, but I need to check the application. Let me borrow your phone for a second and go and check your application." A couple days later, they found out that he had used their phone to email their nude pics to a swingers site.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a creep. That couldn't have taken that long, too,
no,
right?
So he just went, and the right first thing he did, he was only gone 5 minutes,
yeah,
and that's all the time it took to email those pictures to the swingers site, so they are suing. Gloria Allred is representing them.
Oh, man, the biggie.
So it's a big deal, and I love the way they spin why they have nude pictures in their phone.
"I never imagined that anyone else would see it. I feel that my privacy and dignity were taken away, and I want to make sure that it does not happen to anyone else."
The salesperson asked to see the application on the phone and then told Tim and Claire that he needed to show the phone to his manager to get the financing approved.
"This private moment that was intended to remind us of our happiness together was ripped away and replaced with fear and uncertainty."
All right.
Yeah, nude pictures are meant to remind you of your happiness together.
Okay.
What, Oscar, what have you always said?
You got to delete them or
don't
put a password on them.
Don't take those pictures.
Or put them on a hard drive that's encrypted.
But I mean, so what? So he takes the phone and happens to...
I think
he's
this
just
probably...
Serial, like, I'm sure
he's a perv.
I'm sure this guy does it all the time.
I heard... Oh my!
Allegedly.
No, I heard this bit. Actually, I heard it on, it might have been on Sirius Comedy Radio, right?
Okay.
He said, the comics, that I had a friend, wink, wink, that used to take people's phones from them and say, "Hey, can I quickly just send you my info? Just give me your phone."
Right.
And all he would do is hit camera roll and scroll through to see if there's any sex pics.
Wow.
And then send them to himself.
God. That's all he would do. Something they do.
Yeah,
that is so twisted.
And those pictures, Mike, are just meant to remind you of your happiness.
And if anyone ever hesitates giving you their phone, you know there's naughty, naughty on there.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's too funny. I like
If
that.
I say to you the name Sage Northcutt, does it mean anything to you?
Isn't he one of the stars on those subscription services Oscar has?
No, he is a UFC fighter, and he was trending on the previously mentioned the Twitter.
The Twitter
over the weekend.
Twitter machine.
Because what he does now is he challenges people to use your strength to rip an apple in half.
Oh.
You know, the old, it used to be Tara phone book, right?
Yeah.
Now Sage Northcutt, he rips an apple in half.
"Hey, what's up, guys? Who can rip an apple apart?"
all he does.
He's Sage.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a fan. Let
he's
me see
Sage
this.
Northcutt. So it's pretty impressive because he's not squishing it. He literally breaks it. I've watched it a few times. I think it has more to do with technique than strength.
I respect anybody that's named after an herb you put in a turkey.
Delicious. Absolutely mm-hmm. delicious.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was watching the Food Network all weekend, and they one of the ladies on the show made a sage mashed potatoes, which looked absolutely to die for.
I love sage.
I think it's a really good seasoning to put in the you know, the mashed potatoes.
Sage is one of my favorites, Mike.
I know. Here we go. Let's not get sidetracked.
All right. Okay. Let's go to Colorado Springs, which is in Colorado. A landlord was caught with a... You were talking about security cameras on a previous episode.
Yes, I was.
And this guy had security cameras in his apartment. What he saw really surprised him. He saw his landlord having sex in his bed, not the landlord's bed, but the guy's bed, and then watched the couple, that was the landlord and the significant other, clean themselves up with his wife's wedding dress.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is not okay.
Which is not okay. Let's go to the tape.
I got a notification from one of the cameras on lunch the other day that it detected noise, and it was strange because both of us work all day, every day. I opened up the camera and kind of had to, like, quit the program and, like, restart it again because I didn't really believe what I saw. I guess the first thing that went through my mind was, like, complete and utter disbelief. I said, honey, I think we need to, move, like, immediately. It's, like, a total violation of privacy. Just to have somebody come in unannounced is enough, but, like, and then go forth with sleeping with somebody on your bed while you're not there. It was scary to see how upset she immediately got because she was the one that realized that's what that was.
The wedding dress.
And they just threw it back, and now that's gone because the authorities took it for DNA evidence.
How, you know, Carrie's wedding dress is hermetically sealed in a box.
It was two guys. Wasn't it two guys?
I think it was a guy and a gal.
Oh, it was a guy and a gal?
A guy and a gal. And so Carrie's dress is like sealed in a box.
Yes.
First, you know, so it's preserved. Imagine just looking on the little grainy camera and seeing someone wiping themselves down with your wedding dress. Horrifying. And then the police taking it.
I wonder why, though. You wonder why go to the other place.
Well, because that's how they get their kinks, Mike.
Yeah. I think it has a lot to do.
Or they're cheating or, you know, doing something like that.
Could be. Or they have a wedding dress fetish.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, funny. You're the one that went there.
Just wondering. Let's close with this. We had Jennifer Lawrence last week talking about her most weird fear about her genitals turning spongy.
Ugh.
This is another weird Jennifer Lawrence tape. She was shooting a movie. This is from the Graham Norton show. And she was shooting a movie.
Show, by the way.
And she had to itch herself in a certain way on a rock and nearly killed somebody. Let's go to the tape. We'll close with this. This is a pretty fascinating story.
We were filming in Hawaii, and there were sacred rocks, and you're not supposed to sit on them because you're not supposed to expose your genitalia to them. I, however, was in a wetsuit for this whole shoot. So
it doesn't count, right?
Oh, my God. They were so good for butt itching. Just be like, And, you know, one rock that I was spud scratching on ended up coming loose. It was a giant boulder, and it rolled down this mountain and almost killed our sound guy. And, like, his whole station, like, got destroyed. It was like, poof, like, it was a huge dramatic deal. And all the Hawaiians were like, oh, my God, it's the curse.
She's funny.
I'm your curse.
She's
I wedged
funny.
It loose with my
That's a pretty itchy butt that
Funny.
Almost kills the sound guy.
Funny.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. To send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Please support us during our push for TMOS bonus shows. We want you to sign up, give it as a gift, renew, do whatever you need to help our TMOS bonus show support people. We need that. Thanks for your continuing dedicated support. And please share your love of the show with everybody all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show that was brought to you by...
I know. I saw you. Wait, you know, I see you on the camera. I was just going to transition into it right here.
My fault. There you go. I'm sorry.
Our show today brought to you by Hint Water. Everybody knows you should drink 8 glasses of water a day. But who really does it? Nobody. Because water is boring. That's why you should try Hint Water. Hint Water was started by Kara Golden. And a few years ago, after having her fourth child, Kara was overweight, had horrible acne, and felt awful. She was also drinking 10 diet sodas a day instead of water, because water is boring. That's why she started Hint Water. Hint is pure water infused with a taste of fresh fruit. Hint is never boring. They have flavors for everyone: watermelon, peach, mango, grapefruit, many more. No sugar, no chemicals, just great-tasting, all-natural, fruit-flavored water. Both Health and Self magazines named Hint Water as the best-flavored water. Plus, you don't have to lug heavy cases of water back from the store. You can have Hint delivered right to your doorstep. Right now, get a single variety pack shipped directly to your door, including 3 bottles each of Hint's 4 most popular flavors, pineapple, watermelon, crisp apple, and blackberry. Normally $24 for only $15 at drinkhint.com/TMOS. That's drinkhint.com/TMOS. drinkhint.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.